Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shlema L'Aliyo Ben Sorov, and Mordechai Ben Sorov, and the Nishmas Malko Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. One might think that after Sukkot, Sukkot is sometimes alternatively known as the Chag HaBitochin, celebrating 40 years in the Midbar, living miraculously on Mon and Be'er and the Anani HaKovoid and the Amud Eish. And one would think that now we should really be in a very strong position to maintain our bitochen, at least for a little bit of time. But we know that bitochen is constantly in flux. It's up, it's down. Sometimes it's up because things are good. Sometimes it's down because things are good. And only goes up when things get tough again and we have to turn to Hashem because we realize we have no other etzah. And of course, all the time, underlying all of our doubts or any inability to achieve a strong level of confidence that Hashem is truly going to help us through thick and thin, whatever it may be, is what the Mefarshim tell us, that I'm afraid, Shema Gora Machet, maybe I'm not worthy. Of course I know Hashem is all-powerful. Of course I know Hashem is loving. Of course I know Hashem is Molei Chesed Verachamim. But I may not be worthy of all of the kindness and the good that I want, and therefore Shema Goram Hachet, maybe something I did makes me unworthy, and therefore he may not respond, even though he's so Molei Chesed Verachamim and Kol Yochol and so forth. So we're constantly looking for ways to get around that. Someone pointed out to me over Yontif, a posuk in Tilim, which the way the Sipunu learns the posuk, it comes out that even if I'm in a matzav that is even worse than Shema Gora Machet, I can still find a way around it. That being the case, then certainly when my matzav is not that worse matzav, but only Shema Gora Machet Matzev, and not worse, then that should certainly help me to be able to find the strength that bitochon. So allow me to explain. As a posuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Vov, posuk Beis, Elikim Lonu Machasev Ois, that Hashem is to us a covering, a place of refuge, Vois and strength. Ezra bitzorois nimtso me'oid, the help in tzoros, when we have tzoros, he's nimtso, it's very close, to be found, me'oid, very much to be found. So the Sipurnu learns pshat in this posuk, and he says the following. He says, Elokim lonu machaseh, Elokim lonu machaseh, ve'ezra bitzorois nimtso me'oid. Excuse me, just one second. Print is a little small. Gam bitzoresh anachnu beroya bechiroseinu nimtso itom me'oid yoiser min horogil b'mikre o b'teva. He seems to be saying that the second part of the posuk is adding something. The first part of the posuk says, Elokim lonu machaseh ve'ois. He's our source of place of refuge. We take refuge in Hashem. We have nothing to worry about. Everything will be taken care of. What's the rest? Ezra b'tzoreis nimtso me'oid. He's our help in tzoreis. He's the machaseh. The machaseh v'ois. That's it. He'll take care of all of our tzoreis. So the Sipurna seems to say that the second part of the pasuk is adding something else. Gam b'tzoreis anachnu beroya b'chiroseinu nimtso ito me'oid. It seems that even in the tzoros that we are causing ourselves, you know, there are natural disasters. There's a hurricane. There's a pandemic. There's a terrible problem that's way beyond my control. So I can trust Hashem. Listen, I didn't do anything wrong. Hashem will take care of me. I do have the problem that maybe I'm not worthy. But other than that, I did absolutely nothing wrong. I have no reason to feel that there's a reason not to help me other than I may not be worthy in general. But then there are tzoras that I bring about by myself. I make stupid choices. I have a bechira, I have choice, I have free choice. And I make bad choices. I'm not careful enough. I'm not conscientious enough. I'm not pious enough to think to make the right choices. There I would say, oy vey, this is much worse. This is not just Shem Agor Machem. Maybe I'm unworthy. I brought the problem on myself. I see myself trusting Hashem when the problem is brought upon me without any involvement from me. I did nothing wrong per se in terms of the problem. So then, all right, I'll rely on Hashem. Maybe I'm not worthy, but there's nothing minei obey. There's nothing within this test, within this tzora that says I do not deserve to be helped. But here I brought this tzora about beroya bechiroseinu. I made stupid choices. I made evil choices. I made bad choices. And therefore I say, oh, I can't imagine that Hashem should help me in such situations. So he says, Ezra b'tzoris nimtzo me'uy. Even in such tzoris, and it sounds like from what the Sepurnu says, nimtzo itono me'uy yoyser min horogil b'mikre oy b'teva. He's even more with me. If things happen, b'teva, Hashem is with me. I put my trust in him. But here, even more so, even beyond. Why? If that's what it says, b'chira doesn't make any sense. Why, when I made a bad choice, should he now be with me even more? And I wonder if the explanation that maybe makes sense is as follows. When I did nothing wrong, so, okay. So, look, Hashem, I'm in a situation. And, okay, Hashem is going to help me. And I can rely on him because I know he's kind. I know he's loving. I know he cares. And maybe Shemo, we only say Shemo Goramachet, maybe I did something that would not entitle me to get his help. But Bitochen takes care of that too. Even a person who's a Rosh HaBotech, Hashem Chesi, Yisrei Chazal say, even if he's an evil person, if he puts his trust in Hashem, okay. Hashem sent the situation. It's not of my doing. It's not of my making. And he sent it. Okay, so I can put my trust in him. But when I made it myself, I'm even more distant from him. I'm desperate. I caused this problem myself. I can't imagine myself turning to Hashem. With what am I going to turn to him? I say, listen, Hashem, I made a stupid choice. I put myself in danger, and I shot myself in the foot, and now I want you to help me. It's hard to believe he's going to help me. So Hashem says, "Gam," he says, "Ezra b'tzoris nimtzo me'uy," even in such tzoris, in such tzoris, when you feel more distance, I want you to know that I'm even closer. Because ultimately Hashem wants to help us for everything. Ultimately Hashem wants to resolve all of our problems. Ultimately Hashem doesn't want us to have to go through any difficulties and any suffering whatsoever. And when we are even more down on ourselves, so to speak, that we feel so responsible for this tzara that I'm ready to give up. Hashem says, don't give up. I even have an extra measure of kurva. There's a certain level, even a greater level of closeness to you, because I know how far you feel from me. I know how scared you are that because of what you did, this is happening. And therefore, there's going to be an extra measure of nimtzo me'uy. There's an extra measure of ezra b'tzoris because of the fact that you're so concerned. So I think what this really means is that as much as we distance ourselves and we find, I can't imagine he's going to help me out of this one. I need such a bigness. I need such a Yeshua, and I may not be worthy, but when I think that even if I made the problem myself, Hashem says, I'm here for you even more. You know, I can start to feel that, hey, if he's so concerned that I should be saved from no matter what the problem is, then the Shema Gor Machet becomes less of a concern also, because I know the extent that he is concerned. And it occurred to me that now would be an appropriate time to just reflect on the Yontif that we completed yesterday. And I don't mean the whole Sukkis, all that too, but I mean the Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, we know, the Chazal tell us it's a Loshon Atzor, stop. Hashem says, we spent 7 days fabringing together. We enjoyed this time in the Beis HaMikdosh, and this kurva, this closeness, the Yismuchu b'cho Yisroel mekadshei shemecho. And I beg you, koshe olai pridaschem. Chazal say, Moshe Lamelech, his family came, they spent the week with him, and he says, give me one more day. I just can't let you go. I can't let you go. You know, it's, I know that I heard from many grandmothers that the best time in the life of a grandmother is when the Einik Lech Kama, when they go. That's true, but, you know, it's not always so push it. Depends how much trouble they make. But Koshe Olai Pridaschem, I can't. I need you to stay one more day. And it's interesting, Shavuos is the reason that there's no Atzeres by Shavuos is because we're coming back to Shavuos. But here, we're not coming back for 6 months. If you're coming back in 6 weeks, okay, I'll handle it. We don't need an extra day. But 6 months, I can't handle it. Such an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael that I beg you, Koshe Olai Pridaschem, I'm not telling you to stay for you. There's no historic event that we're commemorating on Shmini Atzeres. There's no mitzvah hayoyim. There's just Koshe Olai Pridaschem. If we put that in context of how much love Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, the extent of his love, the fact that he just doesn't want to let us go when we were in our fullest ruchniest state, connected in the Simchas HaChag, he says, just give me one more day. When we factor that in to our tzoras and life and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. He loves us so much that even though we may not be worthy, he wants to, doesn't want to embarrass us. David HaMelech said, I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. It seems that the Baal Bitochen, since he will be embarrassed if his Bitochen is frustrated, is disappointed, that's like an extra measure of power it gives him, and Hashem will grant him his wish. And here we see in this posuk, Ezra Bitzorais Nimtzomoi, that even when the tzor is of my own making, Hashem's love is such for Klal Yisrael that I'll put an extra effort to be close to you at a time where you feel so far away because the tzor is of your own making. And that should give us a chizuk in all of our bitochon, that we should be able to face the coming months and the world at large, which seems to be so messed up in so many different ways, with a renewed sense of bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing how much he loves us, knowing how much he's looked to be mate klapi chesed, knowing how much that he, even if we're not worthy, he seeks to give us, and knowing that he even feels closer, he allows himself to, or he allows us, I guess, to feel a greater closeness to him in a situation where we feel further and further away because the tzor is of our own making. And I think that this also answers that sometimes we give up on our bitochen because we feel we made poor choices. We messed up, we missed up, we did things that we should know. Hashem is right there with us, maybe even more so, trying to help us because of the fact that we feel so broken and so far and so unlikely. He says, no, I want you to know I'm right here for you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. That from this season of Chizuk that we just celebrated, that we should be able to strengthen ourselves in the Midas HaBitochen and face all the challenges that we face, that the world faces, that our society faces, that our people face, that our families face, our communities face, and to be relying on the Chesed Hashem, and should be Mekuyim, the famous words of the Meiri, Habitech b'Hashem ein toicheles sheloi nichsebo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, then the hope that he puts in Hashem will not be disappointed. Ken yehi rotzei.